Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner and our way to our day in history. Let me remind you that WEAA is turning 37. We want you to help the WEAA family celebrate another birthday on Friday, January the 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. Come to the Birdland Sports Bar and Grill at 6319 Bel Air Road in Baltimore. More information at 443-885-4528. Now it's time for our day in history. Our day in history this January the 3rd. On this day is the perihelion. What is that? The perihelion is the day when the Earth and the Sun are closest. Our orbit is closer to the Sun than any time during the year. Actually, on July the 3rd, it is the furthest away. Today, it is the closest. And that's not by much. It's only by the difference between the two is only maybe 8 million kilometers, trillion kilometers. So it's not that far in space terms. But this is the perihelion. We are the closest to the Sun. I don't think that means the snow is going to melt, but that's the reality. On this day in 1431, Joan of Arc is handed over to Bishop Pierre Cauchon. And this is, of course, the great heroine of the French Revolution in that period, stood up for the people and was burned at the stake. This is the day in 1823 that Stephen Austin received a land grant from Texas from the government of Mexico, which began the conflict between Mexico and the United States because Stephen Austin and the others who came to Texas wanted to keep slavery alive, which had been abolished in Mexico. This is the day in 1848 that Joseph Jenkins Roberts was sworn in as the first president of the independent African nation of Liberia. And on this day in 1870, construction began on the Brooklyn Bridge, one of the oldest suspension bridges in the United States that connects Brooklyn and Manhattan. This is the day in 1919 that at the Paris Peace Conference, this is where they divided up the world. And on this particular day, the great powers divided up the world. Emir Faisal I of Iraq, that was installed by the British, signed an agreement with Chaim Weizmann, leader of the Zionists, to develop a Jewish homeland in Palestine and a larger Arab nation in the rest of the Middle East. That began what we face today, in many ways. This was the day that in 1924 that that King Tut's tomb was found by excavators in Cairo. And it was a very special stone sarcophagus that they found with a mummy inside of Pharaoh Tutankhamun of Egypt. This is a day in 1931 that most people don't know about, but it really was it shows you the power of what people can do. On this day in 1931 in England, Arkansas, over 500 farmers, black and white together, marched into that town demanding food for their starving families. They didn't get the food. They said they would take it by force if necessary. They came in armed. And they left because everybody was frantically going nuts after this, contacting the Red Cross and everybody else. They left with 2 weeks' worth of rations. They actually came back later. But this was a spontaneous movement of black and white farmers in Arkansas. This is the day in 1932 that martial law was declared in Honduras, a revolt of banana workers fired by the United Fruit Company. And why is that important for us to think about when you eat your banana for your morning breakfast is that these countries were taken over and created by the United Fruit Company that was controlled and did work by the United States, not controlled by the U.S. government. The U.S. government did their bidding to put down these rebellions. And we still, again, live with the repercussions of that today. This is a day in 1935 that Ethiopia asked the League of Nations to guarantee peace with Italy. It didn't last long. Very shortly after that, Italy attacked and invaded Ethiopia. This is a day in 1947. The NAACP issued a report in 1947 and that called 1946 one of the grimmest years in history. It was based on the response to all the lynchings and torture that happened to black veterans after World War II. Dozens of black veterans were tortured, murdered with blowtorches, eyes gouged out, strung up. It was one of the most horrible modern periods when black veterans were standing up saying, we fought for this country, we demand our rights, and the attack by racists in the South was overwhelming. This is a day that in 1949, the Supreme Court decided that you could have against a closed shop, which kind of begin to diminish the power of unions in America slowly but surely. On this day in 1959, Alaska became the 59th state. On this day in 1961, Dwight D. Eisenhower, then president, broke relations with Cuba. This is a day in 1961 that Adam Clayton Powell was named chairman of the House Education and Labor Committee. the first African-American to have that kind of power in the U.S. Congress. On this day in 1962, the Catholic Church excommunicated the Cuban leadership from the church. And this day in 1966, Floyd McKissick, a North Carolina attorney, became the new national director of the Congress of Racial Equality. And on this day in 1966 as well, Robert G. Henry became mayor of Springfield, Ohio, becoming Ohio's first African-American governor. On this day in 1977, the Apple computer is incorporated 6 months after they put out Apple I, a personal computer kit for $666.66 by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Remember that computer? It was a little square box. You put it together yourself. And that was the beginning of the Apple computer revolution. This was the day that Reverend Jesse Jackson, in 1984, secured the release of Robert Goodman, a Navy lieutenant shot down over Syria, an African-American Navy lieutenant shot down over Syria. And this is the day in 2008 that Barack Obama won the Iowa caucus and began to turn around the election. Before that, even most African-American voters didn't support Barack Obama. After this Iowa caucus, it changed the nature of everything because he received all this attention from white voters in Iowa. So that this is a day that changed his election and actually gave us this president. Born on this day in 1892 was J.R.R. Tolkien, one of the great writers that gave us all those incredible stories, The Hobbit and more. This is the day that Helen Pankhurst was born in 1887, and in 1793, Lucretia Mott, both women who fought for the rights of women and humanity around the world. This is the day in 1945 that Stephen Stills was born, and we'll be hearing that music during the course of the hour. And that is this day in history, January the 3rd. And you can see our full list of this day in history by going to steinershow.org, you can check it out all right there. We're going to take a very quick 30-second break and come back with our next episode of What Would You Do If You Were Mayor? Stay with us.